Mishnayis Mesechta Yevamis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Chamesh Esrei Noshim. There are 15 women, Poitrois Tzarasehem, Vitzaras Tzarasehem, Min HaChalitza or Min HaYibum. They're free, they're co-wives, and their co-wives' co-wives, from Chalitza and from Yibum. At Seif Olam means forever, no matter how many generations it goes down, they're always potter. Now we know the loch of Yibum is that if your brother from the same father dies and he was married and he had no children, so loch is a mitzvah upon the brother that's alive now to be miyabim, to marry his wife. And if they don't want to marry one another, then there's a mitzvah chalitza. They take off the shoe, they spit, they make a mitzvah chalitza. Now let's say your brother was married to two wives, so there's a mitzvah yibum on either one of them, you could be miyabim. And you do a mitzvah yibum or chalitza on one of them, that frees the other one. Now, let's say your brother married somebody that's an erva to you. She's also for you to marry. Let's say like your brother married your daughter. Your brother's allowed to marry your daughter. So now, when your brother dies, if he would only be married just to your daughter, sabshitam, there's no mitzvah yibum. Even though she's your brother's wife, but since she's also to you because of another din erva, not only because of Eshav Ach, so therefore she's part, there's no mitzvah yibum. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is, let's say your brother had two wives. He was married to your sister, to your daughter, and he was also married to a stranger. So even though the other wife, you should be able to be miyabim, but since you're not allowed to be miyabim, your daughter, one of them, that's called the erva, patis frees hatzara, the second wife. And who are dinel? Let's say there were three brothers, and the brother that died was married to one of the brother's daughter, so now the other brother, that's not his daughter, is allowed to be miyabim. So let's say the other brother was miyabim, married not the daughter, but the other wife. And then the second brother dies, and both his wives fall to the brother that's alive. Now really, both of these wives are not erves to him. So maybe he should be able to be miyabim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. No, that since when the brother was miyabim, the tzara of the daughter, the second wife was also with the daughter, she becomes an erva. And since the second brother married her, she's an erva to you. And who adin now, she also pathes the other wife. So therefore, the brother that's alive now cannot be miyabim either one of them. That's called tzara tzarasayim. Now the Mishnah will explain. The Mishnah explains now, V'yeluhain, these are the 15 women that are ervas to you, that's also for you, therefore there's no mitzvah yibum. One is Bitoi, your own daughter. Let's say your brother married your daughter, or else Bas Bitoi, the daughter of your daughter, or else Bas Benoi, or else your son's daughter. All these three are an erva to you, but not to your brother. So your brother married one of them, and then your brother dies, there's no mitzvah yibum. Now, who adin bas ishtoi? Let's say your wife's daughter. In other words, you marry the lady that had a daughter from somebody else, and now your brother marries your wife's daughter. So now, when your brother dies, you're not allowed to marry her, because you're not allowed to marry an isha ubita. The same thing with bas beno. Let's say it's your wife's granddaughter. Also, you can't be miyabim. We also bas bito, either the daughter of your wife's son or else the daughter of your wife's daughter. Now the similar chamoisoi, let's say your mother-in-law, or else v'yem chamoisoi, your mother-in-law's mother, or else v'yem chomov, your father-in-law's mother, or else achoisoi me'imoi, your sister only from the same mother, not from the same father. And therefore your brother was able to marry her, but you can't marry her because she's your half-sister. And then when your brother dies, so there's no mitzvah yibum because she's an erva to you. If your brother had two wives, they're both potter from yibum. The achois imoy, who had been the sister of your mother. Your aunt, she's also an erva to you. The achois ishtoi, or else your wife's sister. Your brother was allowed to marry your wife's sister. So your brother married your wife's sister, and he had a second wife also, and then your brother dies. So just like you can't be miyabim, your wife's sister, because she's an erva to you, you can't be miyabim, the other wife also. V'yeshes ochiv mi'imoi. let's say a brother, a half-brother from the same mother, he got married, and then he died. And now his wife, your other brother that's from the same father, married her. He's allowed to marry her. But you're not allowed to marry her. Because since he was your wife's brother, and on the brother from the same mother only, there's no Mrs. Yibum, therefore she's also to you, so she's an erva. Same thing, v'eishes ochiv shlehoye belomai. Let's say your brother's wife, but your brother died before this brother was born. Let's say first the mother had two sons, and they grew up, and one son got married, and then that son died. And then after that son died, then the mother gave birth to another son. So this son that's born now is a brother to the one that died, but there's no Mrs. Yibum, since he was not allowed. The Pasuk says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtav. There's only Mrs. Yibum, both brothers living at the same time. Here that the new brother was born after the first brother died, so therefore his wife, there's no Mrs. Yibum. So that wife remains also to this new brother with an Ervetic Halacha. So even though there's another brother that's alive, and he's Miyabim, the brother's wife, and then the second brother dies. So now this new brother is not allowed to marry, not allowed to be Miyabim, his wife, because she was Osetim, with a Din Erva from the first brother. That's called Eishes Ochiv Shloihoyo Biolomai. Your brother's wife said you were not alive the same time he was alive. And the last one is Vikhalosa, you're also your daughter-in-law. Your daughter-in-law is also to you, even after your son dies. So now your brother is allowed to marry her. So your brother married your daughter-in-law after your son dies. Halacha is that when your brother dies, you're not allowed to be miyabimam because she has a din erva to you. So all these 15 ladies is a re'elu poitras sarasayim. When your brother dies that was married to one of them, not only is there no mitzvah yibim on her, on the yervam, but let's say your brother had a tzara. He was married to a second wife, even though the second wife was a stranger to you. Really, there should be a mitzvah yibim, but that's the halacha, that an erva frees the mitzvah yibim completely, even on a tzara, the second wife remains without a din yibim. And therefore, she remains now with an erva to keishasach. So negayah to this brother, both of them are ervas. And even though a second brother is miyabim one of them, to him neither of them are ervas. And then the second brother dies, his first brother cannot again be miyabim either one of them, because that's called vitzaras tzarasayim. That the second co-wife frees her co-wife minachalitza minayibim, from the mitzvahs chalitza, the mitzvahs yibim, because this is the klal, ad soiferlim, forever. Because on an erva, there's no mitzvahs yibim. It comes out the mitzvah yibim is only if your brother was married and they have no children. So even though when your brother is alive, about his wife, Anesha Sach is also to you, but this is the mitzvah yibim, the Torah's matah. When your brother dies and there's no children, that erva of Anesha Sach becomes mutter to you, but only that erva alone. If there was another erva involved, that your brother's wife was not only Anesha Sach, but she was also one of these 15 ladies that's also to you with a different shame erva, that's exeras akosiv, that there's no mitzvah yibum. The Torah was only matthew to marry like one erva, only an erva of Eishes Ach. But if there's a second Yisrana, then there's no mitzvah yibum. Therefore, she remains also to you now with two halachas. Both she's your daughter, and then also now she's called Eishes Ach, shlei b'makim mitzvah, so she's an erva. Now the Mishnah says, v'kulon, all these 15 ladies, if one of them is married to your brother, but let's say Nesu, let's say that wife dies before your brother dies. So then let's say your brother first was married two wives, one of these ervas and another wife, and then the erva dies, and then your brother dies. So now b'shas your brother dies when the mitzvah yiv mischal, he's only married to one of them that's mutter to you. Then there would be a heti yibum. Then there'd be an aptur. Or else I mianu. Let's say one of these 15 ladies was the Kitana, and she was only married midrabanan, and the Lachra, she has a right just to refuse. If she says she doesn't want a husband anymore, so the Kedushin is batal. So the same thing, when your husband died, then he's not married to her anymore, not even midrabanan, and therefore there's no ptur on the other wife, there'll be a mitzvah. Or in Yizgarsha, let's say your brother was married to two wives, one of them was one of these ervas, and then your brother gave her a get, and then your brother died. So the same thing, b'shas yibum, he only has one wife, there'll be a mitzvah yibum. By shenimtza eilanis, whereas let's say the wife that's an erva to your brother was found to be an eilanis. a lady that cannot have children, and therefore it's a svaro that there's no mitzvah yibam on her. So therefore she does not patar her tzara. So locharis are saying mutaris, that the second wife is mutter for you to marry, to be miyabim. And by an idleness, even though your brother knew that she was an idleness, he was married to her, but the get to mitzvah yibam though, she's not called married, since she's not a bas, a bonin. And by the yibam, the pasuk says, v'hokim asher alahokim, Mashman has to be a bar tailored and not an island. Now the Mishnah says, but viato yocholoima, you cannot say bechamoisai at one of these 15 neighbors, which is your mother-in-law, or also veim chamois, your mother-in-law's mother, or also veim chamov, your father-in-law's mother. You can't say upon these three ladies shenim to islandness if they were found to be an islandness. Because they gave birth to your wife. So therefore, for sure, they could have children. You can't say upon them that they're still a ketana, and they could just say goodbye to the husband, because obviously the gedolah already, since they had children. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Beis. Now it explains, how is it that one of these 15 ladies frees even the co-wife also? Hoysa bitoi. Let's say your daughter, or Yachas Mikol Aroyas Elos, any one of these other 14 Ervis, Nesui Liyacha, was married to your brother, and V'loi Yishacheros, your brother has another wife also, Umeis, and now your brother dies. So Lachar is, what pertains to you is, that Kishem Shebite Pturam, just like your daughter, there's no Mrs. Yibum, because besides the Erev of Eishasach, she's also an Erev of a daughter to you. So now let her marry her, there's no Mrs. Yibum, it's Kach Sarasa Pturam. The second wife that your brother was married to, she's also Potter, you now let her marry her. And if you make Yibum, be over an Erev of Eishasach. What's going to be Holcha Tzara's Bitoi, the second wife that your brother was married to, not your daughter, but a second wife. That one went Venissas Liochav Hasheni. There were first three brothers. One brother died. So now, not the second brother that it's his daughter, but the third brother. He's allowed to marry them. So he went with Miyabim, the other wife, not the one's daughter, but the other wife. And Veloi Shacheris, the second brother that made Yibam, now he also had another wife also. Omeis, and then the second brother dies. So in the get to the third brother now, he can't be Miyabim, either one of them. Kishem Shetzara's Bitiptura, just like one wife, which originally was the Tzara, the co-wife of your daughter, so she was Potter from the first Mitzvah Yibum, she remains an Erev to Keshesach to you, so now she's still an Erev to you. It's Kach Tzara's Tzara's Ptura, the co-wife of her, that they're both married now, the second brother, is also Ptura, you have no Mrs. Yibum. And now Filu Hein Mei, even goes down to 100. Ketzad, what will be the case? In Mesu, that let's say these Arabs died first, then Sarasei Mutaros, then the co-wife is Mutam, Chaisabit of your daughter, or Yachas Mikolaroi Seilus, any one of these 15 Nashim, Nusir Liyach was married to your brother, and Veloi Yishacheros, your brother had another wife also. What happened was, before your brother died now, Mesabit, your daughter died, or Nizgasharos, she gave her a get. Viachakach Mesachav, and then your brother dies. At the time when he dies, he only has one wife. So then that one wife is Sarasa Mutera. She's Mutter to you, because she's not an erva by herself. And the klal is, any time that she's a ketana, that she has a right just to say goodbye, fulay mina, and she was an erva that was married to your brother, but she didn't say goodbye to him, so she's only married to him in the Rabbonin. That means midi raisa, she's not married to your brother, she's a ketana, and therefore the co-wife really has a mitzvah yibam midi raisa. But now, since your brother was married to your daughter, she was a ketana midi Rabbonin, the halacher is, Sarasa chaletzes loy misi abemis, that you can only give chalitza, because midi raisa, there is a mitzvah yibam here. Because your brother midi raisa is only married to one wife, that's mutter to you. But midi Rabbonin, your brother is also married to your daughter, so therefore midi Rabbonin, you cannot give yibam, but rather you have to give chalitza. But chalitza sheni, she doesn't go out free, because midi raisa, she has a mitzvah yibam. So therefore the call is chaletzes, you give chalitza, and veloy misi abemis. Now Mishnah Gimel, Sheish Aroyos Chamuras Mielu. There are six Aroyos, six ladies that are also to you, that are even more strict, more chamur, than these 15 we just learned. What does it mean to say? Mepnei shenesuyis lacherim. That these six arroyos, none of your brothers could marry her. These six arroyos are also to any brother from the same father. And therefore, if they get married, they get married to somebody else that's not your brother. And therefore, when that husband dies, Tzorosei Mutoris, if you want to marry the other wife, you're allowed to. Because she's not your brother's wife. It's not a Eshesach. When do we say a Tzorah becomes also? Only if it's B'mokim Yibum. That really she's your brother's wife. And really she should be also to you. Just if there's a Mitzvah's Yibum, that makes a Mutah. So when she's married to your brother with one that's an erva, so just like there's no mitzvah yibum on the erva, there's no mitzvah yibum on the tzara, and therefore she remains also to you because she was your brother's wife. But here, one of these six ladies, they couldn't have gotten married to your brother, they're married to somebody else, so when that husband dies, even though he had another wife, the other wife is muta to you. Who are these six ladies? One of them is Ima, your mother. So since your father is married to her, so therefore all the other brothers, even though she is not their mother, but since she is their father's wife, they're not going to marry her. So that's one, Imai, your mother, or else the Ashes Oviv, or else your father's wife. So none of the brothers could marry their father's wife, even though it's not their mother, or else the Achais Oviv, their father's sister, their aunt. None of the brothers could marry their father's sister. If you have a sister from the same father. So therefore all the brothers are also to their sister, so none of the brothers could marry her. Or else your father's brother, your uncle, when he gets married, his wife is also told the brothers. None of the brothers can marry their aunt, which is their uncle's wife. Your brother from the same father, his wife, in the case where there's no Mrs. Yibum. Let's say your brother was married to her, and then he gave her a get. Or let's say they had children, then he died. So there's no Mrs. Yibum. She remains an heir of Eshesach to all the brothers. So these six ladies cannot get married to any of the brothers. If they get married, they get married to somebody else. So Pshita, even if that strange husband had another wife, when this one dies, well, when that husband dies, you're allowed to marry the other wife. Mishnah Dalet. Beis Shammai matirin hatzoras liyat lo'achim. Now, as Beis Shammai argues on the first Mishnah, and Beis Shammai says, if your brother was married to your daughter, so when your brother dies, true, there's no mitzvah yibum on your daughter, on the erev alone, she's also to you, but the tzara, if your brother was married not only to your daughter, but your brother is also married to another lady, so when your brother dies, Beis Shammai says, you have a mitzvah yibum on the tzara, on the other wife. That's called Beis Shammai is matirin hatzoras liyachim. He holds the tzara, the other wife, since she's not an erev to you, there is a mitzvah yibum. Or Beis Hillel Oisrim. Beis Hillel says, no, we had in the first Mishnah, that since one of the wives is an erva to you, she makes a ptura, no mitzvah yibum, there's no mitzvah yibum, and this bias. And therefore, the other wife also remains with an erva to Geshesach, you're not allowed to marry her. What's going to be Choltzu? Let's say now, the brother went and made Chalitza to the Tzara's erva. So Beis Shammai Poisle Minakuna. Beis Shammai says the Chalitza is called the Good Maisa Chalitza. Again, when your brother was married to your daughter and he had another wife, and then your brother dies, so the mitzvah yibna according to Beis Shammai on the other wife. So if you give a chalitza, it's called a good chalitza. And the law is that a chalutza is also to a kain, just like a gerusha is also to a kain. Who are then a chalutza also is also to a kain. Could be it's only with the rabbanin, but a koponim she's also. Or Beis Hillel Machshir, Meshila says no, the chalitza is not called a chalitza. Since that wife was a tzaras erva, according to Beis Hillel, there's no mitzvah yibum, so there's no din to give chalitza. So if you give a chalitza, it's not called a chalitza, and therefore she's still muta to remarry to a kohen. What's going to be nisiyabimu? Let's say the brother married the tzaras erva. He was mekayim mitzvah yibum. And then the second brother dies. So the question now is that Isha muta to marry kohen now? So Beis Shammai Machshirin. Beis Shammai says, yes, she's allowed to marry Kain now. Since the first Yibum was done Kedin, She's not like a zoyna. She's not a chalola. And therefore, now that the second husband dies, she's allowed to marry a kohen. She's an almona. She's allowed to get married to a kohen. Ma'ashen kein u beisilu poislam. Beisilu says no, she's posel to a kohen. Because according to beisilu, that bia was done by Issa. Since she was near to Issa Reishasach, so when the brother lived with her, he made her into a zoyna. And the zoyna is also to kohen. Even when he dies, she's also not to marry a kohen. Now the Mishnah says, Afa pi sheilu oisrin v'yelu matirin. Even though it's a machlokes now between Beisham and Beis Hillel, whether the tzaras erva is muta or osa, and elu poislin v'yelu machshirin, let's say they did make chalitza, did make yibum, that according to Beis Hillel she's posel, and according to Beisham she's kosher. Still, loy nimnu beishamai milisa noshim mi besilu. They did not stop tin to marry. Like still, the children of beishamai married the daughters of besilu, the intermarried. For loy besilu mi beishamai, besilu did not stop intermarriage with beishamai. Even though l'chur l'shribin ishailah, that according to besilu, beishamai is some of them are mamzerim. But still, they didn't stop. They checked it out. And Achnami, that type of a case, they didn't marry that one. But the other ones that are kosher, they did marry. In other words, they were medir them. So Kissa, they knew the history. And therefore, the ones that are kosher, they married. Now the Mishnah says, Kol atahorois v'hatumais, she'elu metairim v'elu metamim. Also, there's a lot of machlekes and hilchos tumah v'tairo between Beishamim and Beisilu. Still, it did not bring a pura. They didn't separate Beisilu and Beishamai. The Mishnah still says, Le'nimnu oisim toris elu agabi elu. They still helped out one with the other. They used to borrow kelim one from the other. And they were just careful to make sure that the kelim of Beishamai held that Beishamai's kelim was tomei. So they made careful to make sure that that kelim was tor. But they didn't stop borrowing and being close to one another. Now the Umar says, it comes to teach us, that had chiba v'reyus noigim zeh b'zeh l'kayim ma'ashinemar ha'emes v'yasholon ayavai. Now we're up to Perek Sheni. Mishnalef. Keitzad eishis ochev shlohoye b'olomai. What is the case of this ervom of your brother's wife and you were not born yet? So the case is like this. Shnei Achim, there are two brothers alive together. U'meisechem, and one of these two brothers died. And then after he died, v'noilun lehemach, then the third brother, then the mother gave birth a third time, and had a third son. V'yachakach, and after that, yibeim hasheni esheshesochim. The second brother that was alive when the first one died, he has a mitzvah yibum. He went and he was miyabeim, his brother's wife. V'meis, and now the second brother dies, and his wife falls now to the third brother, that was born after the first one died. So look is like this. The second brother, when he dies, he had two wives. One wife he had, let's say, a stranger. And one wife was the fact he was miyabim, his brother's wife. So Rishayna, the first wife, which is the ervam yaitzei, so she goes out, she's freed from the third brother, mishum eishes ochiv shlohoi balamai. Because when she first fell to yibum from her first husband, his third brother was not born yet. Therefore, he had no mitzvah yibum. And therefore, because of the first brother, she remains with an issa on erva veshesach. And that erva doesn't go off. See, even though the second brother was miyabim ha. And now, when the second brother dies, true, there should have been a yibum from his nefilah. But since from the first nefilah, the first brother, there was no mitzvah yibum, that erva veshesach remains an erva dekeshesach. And therefore, now when the second brother dies, and he has a second wife also, Vihashniya is also potter from Yibum to the third brother, Mishum Tzorosa, because the second wife is Tzoros Ervom. Therefore, this third brother is potter from the Mitzvah Yibum. What's going to be also Bo Maimer Vameis? Now, Maimer, this is a Kedushim with Rabbanin. Like when your brother dies without children, so she's the Yavama, midiraisi can only be kind with Bia. If you make Bia, then she becomes your wife. but just to make Kedushin, she's still called an Erva to you, and the Maisa Kedushin to give a kess of her star is not Chal Midiraisa. But the Rabbanu will misak in the Kenyan Maimer that before you go make beer with her, you should first give a kesef and make a Maisa Kedushin. So with the Rabbanon, Maimer is Kaina. So what's going to be now again? First, there were two brothers alive, and the first brother died. Now the second brother, let's say he didn't make Yibum. All he did was he only made Maimer, that's all. And then the second brother had another wife, and then the third brother was born, and now the second brother dies. So now, Shaniya Chaletzis Lemisya Bemis. The third brother now, the gave to his second brother's two wives, really the second brother only made Maimer with the first Yivama. Therefore, it's not really a Tzoros Erva. So really, the second brother's second wife is really Mechuyibim Mitzvahs Yibum. It's only Midirabonin, since the second brother made Maimer with the first Yavama, and therefore Midirabonin, his second wife, was called the Tzoros Erva. So therefore, Midirabonin, the third brother, is not allowed to make Yibum, but instead he's supposed to make Chalitza. So that's Chalok, in such a case, Shaniya, the second wife of the second brother, that's not an erva to the third brother, he is chaletzis, he has to give a chalitza midiraisa. But v'loy misya bemis midirabonin, because midirabonin, she was considered a tzoros erva, since the second brother made maimer with her. What's going to be shnei achim? There were two brothers, umei sechem him, one of them dies, and v'yibim ha'shen yishes ha'sochiv. The second brother was mekayim mitzvahs yibim. He married the first brother's wife. And now, the mother gave birth to a third child, and now there's a third brother. And now the second brother dies. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says, Harishayna, that means the brother, the wife that the second brother was miyabin, the first one's wife, is Yaitzis and Shemeshis Achavoyi Balamai. The Tanakam holds that this is still an erev of the Keshisach, to the third brother. Even though as he was born, she was already married to his second wife, so what? But the Maisa, since there was a nefila from the first brother, and for that nefila, the third brother is Potter, there's no mitzvah Yibum, she remains with an Issa Eshesach. And therefore, now when the second brother dies, she is Potter for mitzvah Yibum, because of the Erev Eshesach, Shlohar B'Olamai, for Yashniya, even though the second brother had a second wife, she's also Potter from Yibum to the third brother, Mishum Tsarasa, because she's considered a Tsaras Erva. What's going to be also Bo Maimer Umeis? The second brother was not Miyabim the Yeshesach, but only made Maimer Kedushim the Rabbanim. So then Ashniya, now when the second brother dies, his second wife, Rila Midiraisa, she's Mutter, the Mitzvah Yibum, to the third brother. So therefore, Ashniya, the second wife, is Chaletus, he has to give a Chalitza Midiraisa. But V'loi Misiya Bemis Midirabonim. That's the Chiddush in this part of the Mishnah, that even though when the third brother was born, she was already Miyabim to the second brother, already married her. I do not say the Eshesach goes off, but it still remains there. Rabbi Shimon, says no, in such a case, Miyabim Li'ezim Em Shiyirza. That when the second brother dies, both of them are mutter to the third brother. And therefore, he can make even whichever one he wants. I chayla says, Rav Shimon, do what he wants. As Rav Shimon holds, that if the third brother was born, at that time the second brother already made Yibum, so now there's no erva d'kei shesach, and therefore when he dies, there's a regular mitzvah Yibum. Now Mishnah Gimel, klal amru b'yavama, the general klal said about Yavama, when your brother dies, is there a mitzvah Yibum or not? That kol shi issa erva, if your brother was married to a lady, that's an erva to you, just the chi of chorus if you live with her, the locher is this shepotah from Yibum. Therefore, loy chaletzis loy misyabemis. That's the first Mishnah, chamesh asrei noshim, a poitim. So there's no mitzvah chalitza, no mitzvah Yibum. What's going to be isuri issa mitzvah? Let's say your brother was married to a wife, that's only yosim of the rabbonim. That's called an issa mitzvah. Or else for issa kedusha, we'll see in the next Mishnah, that's a chai v'lavin. So locher is if your brother was married to somebody that's only yosat to you with the rabbanon, and they're also only when he's alive, then the locher is when your brother dies, chaletzes, there is still a mitzvah yivam, you have to give chalitza, just v'loy misiyah bemis, since she's also to you. Achoyso, she yivimta, sister, that becomes your yivama. So the case over here is interesting. Here the case is, there are three brothers, two of them married two sisters. Now let's say the two brothers die together, so to get to the third brother, there wouldn't be a mitzvah yivam, because two sisters fault him, he's not allowed to marry two sisters. And therefore, really, he'd be parted from Yibum. But let's say one of those two sisters was an heir with him anyway. One of those two sisters was his mother-in-law. So since that sister doesn't fall to Yibum to him, then the other sister is falling alone. And therefore, he's allowed to be Miyab in that sister. So it means, Achaisa, your sister, a sister of your erva, which is now your Yivamam, so Lachris Chaleta, so Yemis Yabemis, you're allowed to even make Yibum to her. Because since the other, you know, your brother was married to two brothers married to two sisters, but one of those sisters was also to you because she was your mother-in-law. So if so, she doesn't fall to you at all. Who falls to you? Just the other wife from the other brother. So that sister is mutter to you for you to be miyabim or to make chalitza. Now Mishnah Dalit explains issa mitzvah, what's called an issa mitzvah, that sheniyas midivrei seifrim, ladies that's also to you only with the rabbanim. It means midiraisa, there's a certain amount of noshim that's an erva, and the rabbanim were meisuf more, they made shnias laroyis. Like one of them is, let's say, your grandmother. They mean by your mother's mother, she's only yosim with the rabbanim. Ros aim oviv, your father's mother is also only yosim with the rabbanim. So that's called issa mitzvah. Why? Because it's a mitzvah l'shmer divichachomim. So now the Mishnah said before that the din is you're supposed to give a chalitza, she becomes a yavama, but you can't make yibum, she's also to you with the rabbanim. What's considered in the kedusha? Something that's also midrabbanim, midachai v'lavin. So Mishnah says, almona l'kohen gadol. Let's say the kohen gadol's brother was married, and now when he dies, so his wife was called an almona, that's fallen now to a kohen gadol. So it's also for Kohen Gadol to marry him. So since there's an Isra involved, therefore he's not allowed to make Yibum. But Chalit says he has a Chiv to him. Because since there's not an Isra Erva, there's not part of the Mitzvah completely. Who are then the Gerusha of a Chalut L'Kohen Hedyet? Let's say your brother, even though he was a Kohen, he did a Nisa and he married a Gerusha. And now when he dies, so that Isha is also to you because she's still a Gerusha. She has a shame Gerusha on her. And now, Chua Din Chalutza, if your brother married an Isha and had Chalitza already, a Kohen's also to marry her, Midirabonin. So therefore now, when she falls to Yibum, you're not allowed to make Yibum with her, only Chalitza. That's called the Gerusha of a Chalutza Kohen Hedyet. Rosa Mamzeris and Nisina Li Yisrael. Your brother was married to a Mamzeris, and now when he dies, so his wife is also to you, Chai V'lavin, is also for Yisrael to marry a Mamzer, it's only Chai V'lavin, therefore there's still a mitzvah chalitza, who did a Bas Yisrael, Lenosan ul Mamzer. All these are considered in Yisrael Kedusha, it's also Midiraisa, but the mice, if they get married, the Kedusha is Chal, and therefore the Mishnah says, they have to make chalitza, but Yibam, that's also, of course, it's also to live with them. But it's midiraisa or midirabonin. Mishnah Hey, mi sheyesh le'ach mikomokim, a brother that has a brother, any type of a brother, and the Gemara means even though the brother is a mamzer, zoikes es eish esach of libum, lamaisa there's a mitzvah yibum. Meaning if the normal brother dies without children, so now his wife has a mitzvah yibum, she's esach of libum, because there's a brother that's alive even though he's a mamzer. The Achiv L'chol Dover, who then is called the brother L'chol Dover. It means that the Din Yerusha, or let's say the Rakayin, you can metam to your brother even though he's a mamzer. Chutz mimi sheyesh loy min ha-shivcha min ha-nochris. Meaning if your father lived with a shivcha, with a goya, with a nochris, so then the child is not called his child, but it goes after the shivcha and nochris, and therefore it's not called your brother. So such a brother would not pata from Yibum, would not make Yibum, would not Yarshin. Mishi Yeshle ben Mikomakim. Somebody has any type of a child, the Morse says also, even though he's a mamzer, Paita Rasesh Soviv Mina Yibum. Let's say his father dies, and that's the only child he has, there's no mitzvah yivam on his wife. Since lemaisa they had a child, there's no mitzvah yivam. V'chayiv al makos l'chigolosay. If that son hits his father, even though he's a mamzer, he's chayiv for hitting or for cursing. V'v'noy l'chol dover, he's called the child for everything. He yashins his father also. Chutz v'mishi yesh lo min ha-shivcha min ha-nochis. Again, if a man lives with a shivcha, or with a nochis, with a shiksam, then the locher, the child goes after them, it's not miyuchas after you, and therefore it's not called your son, he doesn't yashin you, there's no chiv klolo, there's no chiv maka. Mishnevov, misha kidesh achas mishtei achoyis. Somebody gave kedushin to one of two sisters. He doesn't remember to which one of them. V'yen yudei yezvim kish, he doesn't know which one he gave the kedushin to. So now, he can't live with either one of them. Because anyone he wants to live with, maybe that's the sister of his wife, and he's also to her. And therefore, noisen get lezev, get lezev, he has to give two gitin to both the two sisters. What's going to be mace? Let's say the husband, the brother dies. For lo yachach, he has one brother. Cholis l'shtem, he has to give chalitza to the two sisters. He can't be miyavim, because you don't know which one is the yibum. Maybe you're living with the sister of the yibum, and she's also to you. So therefore, you have to give them both chalitza. What's going to be hoyu l'shem? Let's say you had two brothers alive. So echad chalitz. One brother gives chalitza to one. And then the other one, mamonav shach, is mutter to the second brother. V'yechad miyabim. Because if the first one gave chalitza to the yibum, so the second one is tam stranger, she's mutter. Now, it's not to say the first one was not the yibum. So then he gave chalitza to the other one. So now the second brother can make yibum on the yavama. What's going to be kodmu v'konsu? Let's say both of them first went hen and was miyabim both of them. So lachar zayn mitzim miyodam. We don't take them out. So pshita the second one that made yibum avadi is muta. But the chiddush is even though the first one that made yibum, even though the tzaddik said that he's only living with achlis sukkukasa it's an erva. But the ma'aseh when the second brother makes yibum, that takes off the zika and then she becomes muta. So we let them. Stay married. We're not mechayev them to give a get. There's only a suffix if he did the yisa, and even though the tzaddik did the yisa, when the second brother made yibum, it takes off the yisa. So therefore, they're allowed to stay. Mishnah Zayim. What's going to be shnayim shekidshu shtei achoyis? Two people that are not kroivim, like Stam and say Reuben and Moshe, two men that married the two sisters. Zeren yodeye is a kiddush. This one, Reuben, doesn't know for sure which one of them he married. V'zeren yudei is a kiddush, and Moshe doesn't know which one of the two sisters is married. So lachar is they're both also to them, because maybe they're living with their wife's sister, and therefore zeren nois and shnei gittin, Moshe has to give two gets to both of them, he doesn't know which one he got married to. V'zeren nois and shnei gittin, and Reuben has to give two gittin to both of them. What's going to be mesu? Let's say Reuben and Moshe both dies. L'zeach, l'zeach, each one has one brother. The locher is zechelus l'shtayim, though the first brother has to give chalitza to both of them. The zechelus l'shtayim, and the other brother gives chalitza to both of them, because again you don't know which one is your brother's wife, so therefore you can't be miyabim, so you have to give them both chalitza. What's going to be lezeech l'zeshnayim? Moshe only had one brother, but Reuben had two brothers. So like this, Hayochid, Moshe only had one brother. What he should do is first chalitza to shteim. He gives chalitza to both of them. So therefore, whichever one Moshe was married to, she's potter. Now, v'yashnayim, the two brothers of Reuven, now echad chalitz, the first one should give chalitza to one of them. And therefore, for sure now, the second one is mutter. And therefore, v'yachem, the second brother can make yibum. Because the manashach, if that's his brother's wife, she's allowed to be miyabim her. And it's not to say it's his brother's wife's sister, but there's no Mrs. Yibum, because the other brother gave chalitz already, and she's not called a chayesu kakasai. And it's not to say it was the other brother's wife, she's also mutter to you, because the other brother's made chalitz already. What's going to be kodmu v'konsu? Let's say both of them went, the second two brothers went and made Yibum instead of giving chalitz first. The same thing I would see miyodai. Because it's only Yisafik Yisam, and when the second brother makes Yibam, the Yisra goes off, therefore we leave them. What's going to be Lezeshnaim, Lezeshnaim? Again, this Moshe and Reuven, two different people that married, gave Kedushin to two sisters, and each one is not sure which one he married. And they both died, but they both have two brothers. So look like this. Ochid shel zem, the brothers of one, cholos liyachas. He should first give litzah to one of them. The yochid shel zem, the brother of the other, on the brother of the other one that died, cholos liyachas gives litzah to the other one. And then, ochid shel zem, miyabim cholotzos shel zem. By the first one, Moshe's second brother, he could be miyabim, the one that the other brother gave chalitza. Was a monoshach, she's mutatim. And the yochiv shel zeh also miyabim chutzoshe shel zeh. Because then a monoshach, she becomes mutat to you. Since even the tzad, it was the other one's yibim, but they gave ready chalitza. It's not to say it was your brother's achoy, but the first brother made chalitza ready, she becomes mutat to you. So monoshach for the second one, he's allowed to make yibim. What's going to be Kodmu Shnayim V'choltzu? First, Moshe's two brothers goes and give Chalitza. So, Locher is now Layavmu HaShnayim. The two brothers of the other one, they cannot both make Yibum, because maybe they're being Pageya in Achoy Sechokosai. El or rather, what should they do first? Echot Chalitz. First one gives Chalitza to one. And then the second wife, Mamonashach, is Mutter to the other brother. Because in fact, she says she's a chayis chukosai, the chalitza did zika one off, because the brother gave chalitza. Elamai, she's the real yivam, he's allowed to. And the yachim niyavim, he can make yibum. What's going to be kodmu v'konsu, his second two brothers, right away, make yibum. They didn't wait to give chalitza first. Same thing, aim with see miyodam. Because it's only a suffix of the doing an issam. And even that side is, there is an issam. As soon as the second brother makes yibum, right away it becomes a mutta. Therefore, the locher is ein moitzi miyodom. We do not make them give a get. Your mishnah ches mitzvah bagodu liyabim. Let's say one brother dies and a few brothers left over. So the mitzvah chachils upon the oldest brother. The oldest brother that's alive, he has the mitzvah yibim. The pasuk says v'hoya v'chora shetelet. That's going to be the mishnah of yim kodem akot. Let's say the younger brother comes to do yibim and the chanami zochom. He made Yiv Mizochom, but Meis, the Pasuk says, Ki Yesh V'achem Yachtov. So as long as they're alive together, there's a mitzvah Yiv, even the cotton could do it. What's going to be now Hanitin ala Shivcha? Hanitin means there's a rumor going around that this man had snus for the Shivcha. V'nishtachra, and then she became freed. Rel Soy HaNochri, so there's a rumor going around that he had snus with the Shiksa, with the Goya. And then when his Gari, she became a Jew. So Lachra is a razor lo yichnes. Lachatchilom, he should not marry her. In order people should not say that she really had snus with her before, you're not supposed to do things that people talk about you. So therefore, lachatchil, you should not marry her. But fim konas, let's see, you do marry her, ein mutzi miyodai. We do not make them give a get. Because even if it's taka true that he did live with them before, they're not osatim now. What's going to be though, hanitun aleshes ish? Let's see, a rumor goes around that this Reuven lived with a married lady. And then the Lachav, it's really true, even if she gets a get laid, he's also to marry her. That's the Lachav by Saitam, that both the husband and the boil is also to her. So, that's going to be now, again, there's a rumor going around that somebody lived with a married lady. And the husband gave her a get. Is Afalpishakonasir, even if the boyol, the first one has this rumor, married her now, the locher is yaitse, he has to give a get. Because here on the tzad, the rumor is right, he's also to marry him. Therefore we say yaitse, he has to give her a get. Mishnah Tes, Hamedi get from Medina Sayom. If a shliach brings a get from Medina Sayom, and the other locher is that the shliach has to say before the nechtam, the yom when he takes says before the nechtam, in front of me, the get was written, it was signed. So now the get is chal. The locher is lo yisas ishtoi. The shliach should not marry her, because it looks as if he only brought the get, I'm going to ask to marry her. Now, since we have to be samech on him, so people be chesham, he said, anei the sheker. He only said to marry her. What's going to be mace? Let's say a man comes and tells an isha, I saw that your husband died, I saw him dead. Or else her active. The man says, I killed your husband. We killed the husband. So locher is layis es ishtay. This person should not marry her. In other words, we're afraid
that he said Eid Shekhar. He only said it because he wanted to marry her. While Rabbi Yehuda of Yehuda says it depends. Haraktiv, if he says that he killed the husband, then Latinos as Ishtoim. Then he's also to marry his wife. Because the Maisa, he's a Rosha, and therefore Rosha is possibly Eidus. Harakinu, but if he says we killed him, then Tinos as Ishtoi. Then he's let him marry his wife. Because if you told when you say Harakinu, the Pshat is, doesn't mean he actually killed. He just said he was there when he was being killed. And therefore he's not a Rosha, therefore he's allowed to marry his wife. So at the Mishnah Yud, HaChochem Shosas Isha B'Ned Rabbeilam. Let's say a Chochem, an Isha made a Nedish, she made an Isra Anor, that you can't have enough from a husband, and the husband was not made for her. The Neder now when he comes to the Chochem, to matter the Neder, he doesn't find the Pesach for her. So Chochem says that she's also to husband, and therefore the husband gives her a get. So Lochur is a Reila Yisenu, that this Chochem cannot marry her, because we're afraid he only passed this way in order to be able to marry her. What's going to be Ma'ano? Let's say the lady is a Ketana, so she's making Niyan, or Shecholtz, or else in the case of Yevama, where she makes Chalitza Befonov in front of the Chochem, in front of the Bezdim, then Yisenu, afterwards the Chochem can marry her. You know what, Mifneishu Bezdin, it wasn't a Dinyokin, it was in the Bezdin. And therefore by Bezdin we're not choshe them, that they should do something, they should lie in order to be able to marry her. Then the Mishnah says, but v'chulon, shoylem noshim v'meisu, let's say whom all these people we just spoke about, it's the shliach that brings the get, or else an aid that's made that the wife, to the wife that her husband died, or else the chochem that asks the ishan husband, all these three people, that shoyelahem noshim, at that time they were married, the shliach was married, or else the aid was married, and then v'meisa, then later their wives died, so then aloch is mutur menoslehem, then they're allowed to marry this isha that he gave a get to, because we don't say he gave a get, I'm not to marry him, because he was already married at that time. So now we're not cheshish for this. And even though you're allowed to marry two wives, but we say Mekol Mokim is not a minig like that, and therefore it's Mestar, but they didn't think about marrying her, and therefore we believe what they say. They believe the get's a good get, and later they can marry them. Then the Mishnah says, V'chulam shenisu lacherim. Let's say these ladies that received the get, or that had the eidus that a husband died, they get married to somebody else, v'nisgarshu, and then that second husband gives her a get, or nisalmalom, or else the husband dies, now mitorot inoslem, then they're allowed to marry them. Now the first shlich is allowed to marry them, because even maybe at that time, he like, v'choshed he had taiva for her, he would have did this just to marry her, but later on we say it comes down, so since she remarried to somebody else, Havadi forgot about her. And therefore later, if he wants to marry her, it's zichr pshat, and not that he did a chet, he didn't do a chet, and he would only remarry her if in the beginning that first get was really a kosher get. And v'chulam, all these ladies we just said, mutaras levneim alechayim, they're allowed to marry to this shliach's son, or to the shliach's brother, because they're not afraid you'll be chayte for somebody else. If a person is not chayte v'shvil his son, or v'shvil his brother. Yeah, now we're up to Perek Shlishi. Arba Achen, we have four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Shinayim, Yehem, Nesuyim, Shtei Achoyis. Reuven and Shimon was married to two sisters, to Leah and Rachel. Umeiswa, Nesuyim, Es Achoyis. And now Reuven and Shimon dies without any children. And therefore now these two sisters, Leah and Rachel, fall to the other two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, for Yibam. The locher is, Harei Elu Choltzas Lemus Yavnois. That right now, there are the two brothers now allowed to make Chalitzam, but they're now allowed to make Yibum. Why? Because the two sisters are called Achoyis Chukosoi. Since both of them fall to both brothers, so each one is like a mixa serva bezika, and therefore does not enough to part the mitzvah Yibum altogether, but I call upon them Chaletzah to have to give Chalitza. What's going to be Vim Kodmu Vakonsu? Let's say these two brothers right now, Levi and Yehuda, made Yibum. Each one was Miyabim, one of them. Lach was Yotziah, we tell them they have to give a get. And here the Pshat is, because there's a Vada Issa Achoyis Chukosoi. The Mishnah we had before is only a Suffolk Issa. But here it's a Vada Issa Achoyis Chukosoi. Therefore there's a Kenas, you have to be Yotzi. Now Reb Lezer says that Beishami or Beishami says in this case Shikaimu, if they both made Yibum, they don't have to give a get, but rather once they did a Rebbe the Evid, they'll let us stay. Well, Beisil says no Yaitse. Beisil is the one that says they have to be Yaitse even with the Evid to make this Kenas, they can't stay. Mishnah Beis, what's going to be Hoisachas men asur alecha d'yaserva? Let's say one of these two sisters was also to one of the brothers the Niserva. Like one of them, let's say Leah was the mother-in-law of Levi. If so, also bo. So Levi now is also with Leah, with his mother-in-law. But umutav achoisai, he's allowed to be miyabim Rachel, because since the sister's an erva to you, so Leah doesn't fall to Yibum, and therefore Rachel is not called achos chachosai. Therefore, Levi is allowed to marry to be miyabim Rachel. So it says asurabo umutav achoisai. V'yasheni, the other brother though, Yehuda, is also b'shteyim. For him, they're both called achos chachosai. He's also. What's going to be Issa mitzvah v'Issa gedusha? Let's say one of them is only Yosa midirabonim, or known in Issa lav. So then the locher is chalesus loymis yabemis. Then you have to make chalitza, but yibum you can't do, because since he's also to you, so there's no mitzvah yibum. Well, the mind says it's not an erev dikolecha, doesn't part of the zikam, therefore she's so called achreis chakosai, and therefore you can't be miyabim, but you have to give chalitza. Now Mishnah Gimel, what's going to be hoisachas mien asura alzeis erva? One of these two sisters was also to Levi within his erva, the ashni asura alzeis erva, and Rachel was an erva to Yehuda. So it's pasha them. So halacha is like this, asur lezem, teras lezem, asur lezem, teras lezem. Whichever one is the erva, you're also to her. The other one is mutter to you, and therefore both of them can be miyabim. One is miyabim Rachel, one is miyabim Leah. V'zui sharma, this is where it was said, achoiso, your sister, kashi yivimto. Where in the case where your sister, but she's an erva to you, and it comes to matzav of yibum, halacha is like, let's say, mes yabemis, you're allowed her to be miyabim or even. Because she's not called achos chachosai, since the other sister's nearer to you, so only this sister falls to you, therefore you're allowed to be miyabima. Yeah, Mishnah Dalit. Shloi Shachna, so again there are three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Shinayin mehem nesuyin shteachoyis. Two of them, let's say Reuben and Shimon, married two sisters, Leah and Rachel. Or else, Aisha Bita. One married the mother, and the other one married that one's daughter. Or Yisha Bas Bita, mother and a granddaughter. Or Yisha Bas Bino. So Locheris Hare Elu. Now these two brothers die. Both Reuben and Shimon die, and both wives fall to Yibum in front of Levi. Now, both of them together are ervas to you. Like you're not allowed to marry an Isha and a Bita, an Isha and a granddaughter. So if so, Mishum Zikum, like you like have Shaykhs to both of them, so you can't marry either one of them. Therefore, Rei Luchalet says, Allah is Chalitz, you still have to give. Was not really an erva to you, it's only through Zika. And therefore, Chalitz, you need, but Loi Misi Abnais. They can't make Yibum. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon holds no, that Lamaisa, since they both fall to you, a wife and a daughter falls to you, she has a Pasik Litzror, that the Makim Yibum of two sisters fall to you, so you part the Legamri from the Mrs. Yibum. Who are then a mother and a daughter falls to you, you part it completely. What's going to be hoisachas men asur olav yiserva? Let's say one of these two, the mother, let's say, was your mother-in-law. See, if so, she's also to teras an erva. So then the locher is also bo, when these two wives, now your two brothers died, so the brother that was married, his wife, was also to you, but teras erva, she's still also to you. But the other one, the sister, you're allowed to be miyabim, because she's not called achoisi kukosai, since there's no zika because of the other sister, because the other sister was an erva to you. What's going to be again? The first two brothers married two sisters, and those two brothers die. Now, one of them was only an issa mitzvah and issa gedusha. Let's say one of them was only yasa to you midirabonim, or she's only yasa to a chai v'lavin. Then the locher is chalesus le'mis yabemis. Then you have to give chalitza, but yibum you cannot make, because since it's only a chai belavin, then the zika is still chal. So both of them are called achoisik ukosai, and therefore you can't be miyab either one of them. The answer is you have to give them both chalitza. To Mishnah Hey, Shloisha Ach, let's say again there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehen nesuyim shtei achois. Reuven and Shimon married two sisters, Leah and Rachel again. V'yechad mufna. And one of them, the third one, Levi, was not married. He was not married. Now, meis echad mibali achoyos, one of the first two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, was married to the sisters, died. V'yoseh ba mufna maima. Now, Levi, he was not married, so she's mutat him. So he could have made Yibum, but instead of making Yibum, he only made Maimer, he only made a Kedushin, so Nechamad Rabbonin. V'yachakach, and then after that, Mesoch of Hasheni. Then Shimon died. And now Lemaisa, both of these two sisters, are falling to Levi for Yibum. Even though Levi made already Maimer with the first one, with Leah, but Midiraisa, he wasn't Kainah. And therefore Midiraisa, both of them fall to Yibum. So what should he do now? Beishameh says, Ishta Imoi. Lamaisa, the one that he made Maimer to, that's his wife, he's married to her. Because Beishameh holds Pasha that Maimer is a Chakinyan Gomer. And therefore, Va'aloi Teitzim Mishem Achos Isha. And the second one that falls to you, Yipotah from Yibum. Because he's like your wife's sister, and therefore she's never, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. That's because Beishameh holds Maimer as a Chakinyan Gomer. Well, Beisilah Mesilah says no. When the first one, when Levi made Maima with the first one's wife, that was not Chal Midiraisa. Midiraisa, you can't make a Kedushin on your Yibum. She's an Erva. It's only Mutter to make a Maisa Yibum, to make the Bia. That's the way you coin her. So therefore, since you were not Miyab in the first one, and now the second sister falls to you, like both sisters are falling to you, so you can't be Miyab in either one of them now, because each one is Achoy Sekukosai. So therefore, Vesil Loimrim Moitzi Es Ishtoi Beget. The one you gave Maimah to, you have to give her a get, like Midrabbonin, she needs a get. Over Chalitza, you have to give the Chalitza, because Midiraisa, she's Zaki to you. Fiyesha Sachiv, and the other wife also, you have to give the Chalitza. Because the Maimah, your brother died, and she's a Yibum, and she falls to you. So she can't make Yibum, because she's a Chois, Sukkosai. So therefore, you have to give the Chalitza. And Zui Sharman, this was said, Oilo Yalishtoiva and your wife, like you have to lose both of them, you can't stay married to the first one you made Maimah with, you have to give her a get and chalitza, and the second one also, you have to give chalitza, you can't marry either one of them. Your Mishnah Vov, Shloi Shach, and again, you have three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, Shnayim hem nesuin shtechois, again, Reuben and Shimon married to two sisters, V'yechad nasi nochris, here the third one, Levi, was married to Sarah, a lady that's not related to the first two sisters. Meis ech mebalachois. Now, one of the first two brothers that married two sisters when Reuven died. So now pshita to Shimon, she's an erva achois ishtoim. She doesn't fall to Shimon, but she falls to Levi, to the third brother. So v'konat nosi nochris es ishtoim. So Levi went and was miyavim her. Levi was Miyabim, the first sister, the one married to Reuven. Vameis, and now Levi dies. So now Levi's two wives fall to Yibun, to Shimon. So that is Harishayna. The first wife, Yoitza Mishum Achaisisha. The first wife that was married to the first brother. That's his wife's sister, Pshita, she's an Erva. And that she's Potter from Yibun. Because she's an erva, achos ishtoi. Vushniya, the second wife, the wife that Shimon had originally, and the one that Levi had originally, the nochris, also goes out now, mishum tzarosa. When they both fall now to Shimon, Shimon can't be miyav her either, because she's a tzara of the erva. What's going to be yosa b'mayma? Let's say when the first brother died, Reuven died, Levi did not make Yibum, but all he did was just made Maim. He only made a Kedusha the Rabbanan. Vameis. And now Levi dies and they both fall to Shimon. So again, Nochris. Here, the wife of Levi that was a Nochris, not related to Shimon, is chalef lomis yabemis. Here he has to do chalitza, because midiraisa, she's not a tzoras erva. And therefore, midiraisa, there's a mitzvah yibum. But midirabonin, since Levi made maimer with the sister, so midirabonin, she's a chayzchakosai, he can't be miyabna. Therefore, he has to give a chalitza and not yibum. Then the Mishnah continues, what's going to be Shloish Achen? Again, there are three brothers. And again, Shnayim Mehen Nesuin Shtei Achoyis. Two of them, Reuben and Shimon, was married to two sisters. V'yechad, the third one, Levi, Nos and Noch, is married a different lady that's not related to the two sisters. Now, what's going to be Meis HaNosui Nochris? Levi died first. So now Levi's wife is a stranger to the other two wives, and therefore both Reuben and Shimon have a mitzvah yibum now to Levi's wife. Now, v'kornas echem b'alei achoyis, one of the two, either Reuben or Shimon, made yibum, married her, made yibum on Levi's wife, esishtoi, v'meis, and now the one that made yibum, Reuben, that married Levi's wife, died. So now both wives of Reuben fall to Shimon. Now, Harishayna, the first one, that's Shimon's wife's sister, is Yoytze Meshom Achoysisha. She's an erva, there's no mitzvah yibum. You don't need chalitza, you don't need yibum. She's an erva, Achoys Ishtai. Or Shania, the second wife that got married to Reuven, that was Levi's wife, so she's also potter from yibum to Shimon, Meshom Tzorosa, because she's now with Sarah to the Achoys Ishtai. What's going to be also b'maimer? Let's say when Levi died, so Reuven did not make yibum, he only made maimer. It's only made the rabbanon that he's married to her. For Mason, now Reuven dies. So really both wives fall now to Shimon. Lochius Nochrius, the wife of Levi, that really made the rise, she's mutter now to Shimon. Because Reuven only made maimer, did not make yibum. So really made the rise, she's mutter to Shimon. Because Midiraisa, since Reuven only made Maima is not a Kenyan, and therefore she was just Levi's wife, and now Shimon has the right to make Yibum on her. That's Midiraisa. But since Midirabonin, Reuven made Maima with her, made a Kedush in the Rabonin, and therefore now when Reuven dies, she's called a Tzaras Ervom, and therefore Nochris is Chaletzis, you only have to give, a Chalitza, of Loi Messiah Bemis Midrabonin, you cannot make Yibam on her now, because Midrabonin, she's Achois Sukukosai. She's Achois Ishtoi, she's Achois Ishtoi Midrabonin. She's the Tzor of Achois Ishtoi Midrabonin. Mishnah Zayin now. What's going to be Shloishach and your three brothers? Shinaid Mehem again, two of them, Nesuin Shtechois, married to two sisters. Fiyachon Nosin Nochris. Again, the third brother Levi got married to a different wife, not related to the first two. Now what's going to be Meisechem and Bali Achoyis? One of the first two died. V'konas Nosu Nochrius Es Ishtoi. Now his wife, the first one's wife, does not fall to the second brother, because it's his wife's sister. But she does fall to the third brother, because he's not related to her. And the third brother went and made Yibam now. V'konas Nosu Nochrius Es Ishtoi. The third brother now has two wives. One he has his first brother's wife, and he has his own wife. And now what happened was Umeiso Ishtu Shosheni. Now Shimon, his wife dies. That was the sister to Reuven's wife. So now Shimon is still alive, just he's not married anymore to the sister of his first brother's wife. And V'yachakach Meis Nosu Nochris. And then Levi dies. That was married to his own strange wife, and then what he was also married also made Yibam to Reuven's wife. So Lochris now, the Shaluris is Reuven's wife now, Mutter to Shimon. Now when Levi dies, Lemaisa, she's not anymore Shimon's wife's sister. So his Mishnah says a Chiddush that Arezu Asura Olova Lomis know that Reuven's first wife. When Reuven died, Lamais at that time, Shimon was married to the sister. So for the cause of that Nefila, when Reuven died, the Reuven's wife was also to Shimon. And that's the Chiddush now, she remains also a Lomis. She can never become Mutter anymore. Even though what happened was to Reuven's wife, Levi married her. Levi was Miyabma. And then Shimon's wife, his sister, died. And now when Levi dies, really, she should be mutter to Shimon, because Shimon is not married to her sister anymore. But since Shimon was married to his sister when Reuven died, and it was also then, that's the klal, kivon she'asa shachas, she's also a lomis. The pshat is because now first in the field of Reuven, she remained in everything.
Mishnayis Mesechta Yevamos.